Hey, gossipers, welcome back to Gossipin'. It's been a minute. Like, what's going on? I think we've been just chilling. Actually, not really. We've been doing everything but chilling. We've been
Literally.
traveling. We've been busy. Life is getting crazy. But welcome back. We're so excited to have you. We're gonna be talking about a bunch of different shit today. We want to give you guys the 411. What's going on? Yeah, just give y'all an update on life. Maybe we'll talk about some other fun stuff. Who knows? Vanessa and I actually just got back from our trip to Spain to see our good friend and fellow,
Ex-gossipin',
former
ex-gossiper.
podcast gossiper, Jocelyn. Love her. Hope she's listening. Hope she's still loyal. Yeah, we were in Barcelona for a while. And we also had a little weekend trip to Amsterdam. So I figured we could chit chat about the trip. It was a little chaotic. It was a lot of fun. Natalie hasn't really, we haven't given her a rundown. So I feel like Natalie's going to be like real time reacting to a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, Vanessa, would you like me to start with the trip or would you like to start? I
Actually,
feel
I
like,
wanna
and oh,
ask a question to sort of
yeah.
kick us off. So,
Sure.
for those of you that don't know, they went to Barcelona, but they also did a pit stop in Amsterdam. Now, I went to Amsterdam when I was 16 on a trip, on a high school trip, and it had to be one of the most memorable experiences of my life. As you know, it's a very interesting area. So I want to initially get your guys' thoughts on Amsterdam. I also went to the red light district, as I assume you guys did as well, again at 16 years old, and I had some experiences. So I'd love to get everyone's initial thoughts on Amsterdam.
So Amsterdam was sandwiched for us because we did Barcelona, then Amsterdam, then back to Barcelona. So it was like in the middle of our trip.
The first time that I went to Amsterdam and went to the red light district, I saw women and men of all they them theirs of all different shapes and sizes.
Interesting.
Little people who were very, very overweight.
Oh,
You
really?
for anyone's taste in bed, you could find it. This go around, I don't know if the pandemic made an impact to the red light district and what they're selling. But it was very much like one type of woman. So
Right.
I thought that was quite interesting. And Jeanette will definitely provide her perspective on this because she brought something up that I thought was interesting. Because you definitely see a lot more in Florida. Like you could go to the beach and you see a lot more than what these women were like promoting or like selling. But I'll let Jeanette tell the story of we actually went to a peep show. This was something that's been on both of our bucket lists. And like, I was very much like, I want to go do it. I want to go do it. And then we got to the red light district and I actually saw the pictures of like us walking into it. And I was like, this is straight up porn. Like, I don't know if I feel comfortable doing this. Like, this is a lot. And then Jeanette literally gave her spiel and she's like, this is once in a lifetime opportunity. We're all here together. Like, we have the money. Like, we're literally right here. Let's just do it. So we went to one and I'll let Jeanette. We'll go back and forth about this one, but Jeanette, give your perspective of when you first walked in because that was brand new to you.
I will say the word I will use, and maybe this reflects negatively on my person, but it was a little underwhelming. The red light district was underwhelming. Like,
Interesting.
not anything. Maybe it was the time of year. Maybe it was a little cold. I don't know what happened, but it's not anything you wouldn't see in a Victoria's Secret catalog. Like, the women were gorgeous. I'm not disrespecting the workers. I'm talking about like my presumptive expectations and then what I saw. Yeah, that would be my main takeaway would be that, again, you could probably see this at a strip club. You could probably see this at a beach in Miami. I didn't really see anything that was like, oh my God.
Shocking. Oh my God. Okay.
And I had heard the stories both from Vanessa and other people that I spoke with before I went, and they had told me that it was wild, that there were like, kind of like different things that you would see. And so like, I know it's a little like sad, I guess, as humans that we like put these other people into like little windows and then we go and like pick them out, I guess. But still, that was like, I guess the expectation that I had, and not that I was going to go pick anybody out, but I just wanted to like see
She
like,
was
oh.
like, there was no window shopping for me.
Right. And I mean, the women were gorgeous. There were different types of women, like short, tall, brunette, blonde, et cetera, but nothing where I was like, wow, this is insane. I would never see this in America type of thing. Right. So number one, number two, and again, I get this ick when I go to strip clubs as well, because I'm like, as much as I'm like, oh, this is so fun, I'm also like, Damn, do you really want to do this for a living?
Like, oh my God. I mean,
I
go back, throw back to me in New Orleans, like literally yelling at these
men.
Let me
save you.
I was literally like, I was like, imagine if that was your daughter to these men that were throwing dollar bills. And the stripper was like, no, I would like their money. Please stop, woman.
Please shut up. No, I think it was also the fact that like we were maybe one, like I would say like 5-10% of like the people walking the streets were women, and we were part of that minority. Like it was predominantly large groups of men.
Yeah. Just a lot of bachelor parties.
Yeah. And that just makes you feel like icky. Like that's like gross.
Yeah. I feel a little yuck, but you know, whatever, as Vanessa mentioned. So that was my reaction, right? Underwhelming. And there was also the aspect of like these men, and I'm just like, right. Ew. So then as Vanessa mentioned, we had already walked sort of up and down the area during the day. And then we came back and then we walked it the second time. And then we were kind of like, all right, like we're done. And I was like, all right, but like, did we come to Amsterdam or did we come to Amsterdam? Like, what are we doing here? I don't know if it was Vanessa or Jocelyn, but somebody kept saying like, oh, I want to see a peep show. I want to see a peep show. So I was kind of hyped for this peep show. I was like, oh my gosh, like, let's see this peep show. And in my mind.
So now how is this different than like a strip club?
I will get there in a second.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. We're building up to it. Okay.
Yeah, we're getting there.
So in my mind, when you say peep show, I'm thinking, okay, like it's, for example, like, I don't know. This is what I thought. I'm just literally going to give it to you straight. I thought you walk into like a theater type of thing.
Yeah,
like
same.
Smaller, but like a theater nonetheless, there's a stage. And then either they're like, okay, is there a couple in the audience that wants to have sex? Or like, hey, like, you know, like I thought it was more like organic.
Like a show or like a burlesque show. Like, yeah.
I thought it was interactive and like they, okay.
Not only interactive, but I thought because, okay, peep, right? Like, let's talk about the word peep. You're peeping. You're watching some shit you shouldn't be watching, right?
Right.
Peeping Tom. Like, these are all terminology. So I thought peep show, I thought, okay, I assumed we were going to watch someone have sex or some type of sexual something, right?
Yeah.
However, I was not prepared for the way that it like played out. And what I mean by that is the following. So we get in there again. We are literally maybe the only group of women. The rest of them, there was a couple. And then the rest
there were several couples. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There was a few couples. And then the rest were like men, like just men. So we all sat down. We had front row for some reason. And we sit down at the show.
The Moulin Rouge.
There's a lot of acts, okay?
Four.
So I'll give you the acts first so that we can forget about them with, like, the fun acts. Okay, so the kind of, like, ick acts were, like, yes, these couples were having sex, but, like, the first woman that went up there to, like, have sex, she literally went up there in, like, a black cloak, and then she took it off. And, like, there was a like nothing
behind her eyes.
Like it was like a debt. Like, yeah. And she was just staring into the abyss.
Oh God.
And when she was dancing, she was like dancing on the pole and you could tell she was like high. Like she was just like leaned against the pole and just like going like this. So you're just like, I feel like I'm watching Taken right now. Like,
oh my God. Like you feel like she should not be like, she's here against her will.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. Okay. That part was a little like, hello.
And that's how we started the show.
That was act number two.
I'm gonna give you like the bad acts first and then so that was at the beginning of the show, yes, and we were kind of like, oh, okay. Also when they go to like to do the act, like they go to have sex, they take out what looks like a dog bed. It's literally like a pillow and it's like flat, and they just throw it on the ground and then they just start like having sex,
like just like that.
Okay.
Like, just like she started giving him head, and it's also quiet. That's also another thing. Like they're playing music, and this is something that Jeanette brought up. She's like, women, like we get very turned on by like set, like passion, like our senses, like the noises, right? Like people talking, like this woman literally, like this guy literally just whips out his dick and she's just like sucking his dick.
Like I wish.
And he's just watching her. Like it's weird.
Yeah. I wish there would have been, as a woman, right? And maybe I need to provide this feedback to Moulin Rouge.
But right. You should write a comment. Like, go on Google Maps and just say, I have some suggestions. Would love to set a meeting.
As a woman, I feel like they're missing out on that. Because even if, okay, let's say they don't speak English.
It does seem like their audience is predominantly men. And men probably did and do enjoy that, unfortunately.
I'm sure they do. But as a woman, here's what I would like to see. Right. I would like to see some dirty talk, okay?
Yeah.
Like, even if it's in Dutch, and she would have been like,
even if you can't understand it.
To it.
You can still hear it in their voices, what they're, you know, it's going down.
Yeah, like nine, yeah. You know, like whatever, like say something. I don't know. Roast. Like, I need something.
Like, I like a story, you know, give us some background. Give us, tell us a tale.
Something. And then on top of that, like when you're having sex, unless you guys are like 15 and you're having sex like in your driveway, mm-hmm. why are you quiet? Like, give me a little, like, I'm not going to do it for the podcast, but give me a little moan. Give me a little something. Give me a little, ooh, you know, like whatever. So
Let us in. Yeah. Let us into your world. Tell, like, you know, get vulnerable.
Right. I think she would have sold it more had she done something. And she also wearing these huge heels, and the guy was a little on the shorter end. So that was like, that dynamic was just a little weird.
And the guy wasn't attractive. So like
so it just seemed more like,
it was just very robotic, like very, like they went in there.
There was no passion.
Yeah.
It was very just like, these two people came here to do one thing. Yeah. They're doing it. And then they're leaving. Understood.
Yeah.
So then they leave. And then I think from there, the acts got better. The second, there was another couple that had sex. The one criticism, they were more active, I guess.
He was very much like trying to like come off sexy. Like, he was definitely like working the crowd and
trying to put on a show.
Yeah.
He kept doing this thing with his penis.
Like, and it was flinging it.
He would like smash it down, and then it would come back and like hit his stomach.
It was like a boomerang. That's how big his dick was.
Oh my God. It would make this like sound like, like
it, and just, you could hear it.
Yeah. Oh,
yes. And like, it's not like he did it once or twice. Like, he did this,
like, that was his thing.
No, that was his signature move for sure. Like, he did that like at least, I don't know, 20 times.
Yeah.
The second couple was more like into it. Maybe they had more of like, maybe I theorized that he was like her gay best friend, and they just like, you know, whatever, like, because they,
you
definitely
could, you can see that they're very comfortable with each other. She was also like beautiful, like drop dead beautiful,
like, and they actually had some chemistry.
Yeah. And she walked in, and she very much like walked the stage. Like, you could tell she was just like showing off. So they're like, okay, so this is gonna be like a little hot, but still it's like mechanical. But
so that one was a little better. Now we're gonna get into like the fun part of the show. So first act, we come in, we sit down, and this, like, I wouldn't say BBW, but she was definitely curvy. Like, she had
she was thickums.
She was thick, maybe with two C's. She had a great body nonetheless, like, great shape. She gets up on stage. She's like, I'm that bitch. She's got a win. She's like, she's doing her thing, right? And then all of a sudden, she looks into the crowd and she's like, I need a volunteer. And then us being the best friends that we are, we volunteered Jocelyn so that she would go up on stage.
Right.
We thought, again, this is our first show. So we're like, oh, she's going to get a little lap dance. How fun. It's her birthday. So Joss is like, woo, and then they like bring her up on stage, and then the woman like twirls her, and we're like, yay. And all of a sudden,
wait, she does do a lap dance. So like, that does happen.
Do a lap dance, and we're like, woo, and we're thinking that's it. No. She tells Jocelyn to lay down on her back on stage.
Legs spread apart and arms spread out. Yeah. Like starfish.
Look at each other, and we're like,
oh no.
Are you about to get fucked on the stage?
Oh my God.
Because like, panic enters. Now we're like, like, what if she, you know what I mean? Like, what else could you do with this woman? Like, Jocelyn.
So, and mind you, at this point, this woman is completely naked at this point.
The woman. Okay. And Joss still has her clothes on?
Yes.
Okay. She tells Jocelyn to lay down like starfish, like Vanessa said. And she takes her bra off, but she still has the thong on. And I'm like, oh, yay. And then all of a sudden, she takes her thong off. So, like, butt ass naked on the stage, just these, like, big stripper heels on. And Jocelyn's wearing a crop top, and she's just laying there like Jesus on the cross. This woman takes a gadget. I don't know what it is.
She goes down to Joss, and she's like, I'm going to pull up your shirt. So she's pulling up Jocelyn's shirt that's already a crop top. So me and Jeanette look at each other. We're like, what is she going to do to Jocelyn's boobs? Like, she's going to take off her boot, like her shirt.
Yeah.
So that was like another moment of panic.
Yeah.
I think at this point we stopped having fun. We were like, oh no, our friends
Panic.
gonna get it.
I would have, oh my, like, I don't even know what I would have done. Like, I would have started screaming in the
And
middle of the
I
book.
also thought, I was like, oh my God, Jocelyn's gonna get up and like leave, because I was like, I don't know what's gonna happen now.
Yeah.
So we're just sitting there. Mind you, we're at the front row, so like we can see everything that's happening. And everybody's like, woo! And Vanessa and I are like, oh my God. And so this woman, again, butt ass naked, digs into like her little bag of tricks and takes something out. We can't see what it is. She takes something out and then she squats on top of Jocelyn. Like squat. So like, you know, like squat
Froggin',
on
froggin'.
top. Yeah, on top of Jocelyn. And I'm like, oh my God, is she gonna sit on her face? Like, I was like, I don't know what's like, we don't know what's gonna happen. So whatever gadget she took out of her bag, then Vanessa was like, oh no, she's gonna put a dildo in her belly button or something like
I
that.
thought that's what it was because the woman takes this device and shoves it up her vagina.
Yeah,
Her
yeah.
own,
In
for
front of
her own.
Jocelyn. Her own private area. So she took the
She's
device
like, what?
and she like put it in her area, and as she's squatting over Jocelyn butt ass naked. And we're like full on panic mode. We're like, what the fuck is gonna happen? All of a sudden she starts like swaying her hips like that, literally. And we're like, what's going on? So it turns out that it was a vagina marker, a vagina sharpie.
It was a marker. It was a
Was
marker.
a marker, but like it wasn't a traditional marker, because obviously like a
Right.
traditional
It's in
marker would
her.
not stay there. So like it was some type of marker that you just put in your vagina.
Yeah.
She literally cursive wrote on Jocelyn's stomach, Moulin Rouge.
Oh.
Because that was the name of the thing, the show.
I guess that's kind of cool. I mean, I think there's other ways that she could have gone about writing it, but you know, sure.
100%.
It,
And
she's
listen,
very talented.
Okay, so
her handwriting was great.
I didn't realize that this whole time she's over Jocelyn's stomach. Like I thought you were saying she did this over Jocelyn's face,
Well,
and I was like, oh my God.
you have to understand that, like, where we're sitting,
It's what it looked like.
the woman's facing Jocelyn. Like, Jocelyn's head is
Right.
on the other side of the stage. So to us, it looked like she was over her head.
Right. And her back is to you guys.
Yeah, and her back is to us.
Gotcha.
So we're literally laying there, and when she starts squatting, I was like, is she putting a vibrator like on Jocelyn's nipples? Like, all these thoughts are like going through my
Right.
head. And then I'm like, what if, like, because obviously there's a lot of men, so I was just like, are people gonna like do something to us afterwards? Like all these thoughts are obviously like
Yeah,
racing.
yeah,
And then when I see
yeah.
Jocelyn get up and she's like, woo! And I was like, what? And then she like shook, because she like grabbed Jocelyn, she's like, turn around, like twirl. And we see like the Moulin Rouge on her stomach.
Yeah.
And then she was done.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she was done. And so like, wow, we dodged a bullet there. The set, I think there were a total of four acts,
There
right,
was four
Vanessa?
acts, yeah.
Yeah. The last act,
Yeah, she's
I
the
was,
third act technically, but
yeah,
amazing.
to this day, I have so many questions about this last act I'm going to share with you.
Oh God.
And also,
I'm like, I just got back to after what happened to Jocelyn. Oh my God, if I was there,
imagine being there, you would have, your jaw would have been on the floor for days. You would have not.
I would have actually called the police and I would have said, this is illegal. What's happening in here
They're gonna be
is
like, this is
illegal.
actually very legal.
And I'm gonna
Right.
be like, dude, where's the government?
Right.
I would be an international Karen, but keep going.
So this last act, right? Beautiful woman. She literally looked like a gazelle, like tall, skinny, very Taylor Swift energy, blonde, blue-eyed, long legs, like wow,
Cute.
you know. I
She
was
was wearing
like,
like a floral lingerie. Like she looked like a fairy, like very
yeah, she,
mystical. She was
yes. Ooh.
wearing knee-high leather boots, like, but
Yes,
like
that were like
legs
orange
for
pink.
days.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She was
So
okay.
she committed. We love a committed queen. We were all here for it. The men were there for it. We were there for it. We're like, woo. Okay. So she gets up on stage and she's doing a traditional, because there is a pole. So she's doing a traditional like pole dance, I would say. And then she says, I need a volunteer. We've learned our lesson at this point. So
Yeah,
nobody.
hands down, everyone shut up, move along.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nobody in our corner, like us three, raises our
You guys
hand.
are like
We're like, I don't know, pick somebody else. We already
anyone
won.
else? Yeah.
Right, double it and give it to the next person. So
Yeah.
we didn't raise our hands, but I think there was a bachelor party like
Yeah.
towards the back, like towards the bar, and they volunteered the bachelor himself.
Yeah.
So he gets up on stage, they put a little chair for him, and he sits down, and she continues to do the lap dance, and we're like, this is it. Like they're gonna lap dance and I mean, we were enjoying it, right? That we're right. used to this. We're like, yay.
You guys have settled in. You're like, this yeah. is what this is. I'm with it. Okay.
When all of a sudden, again, okay, I don't know why I was so shocked. She gets butt ass naked. Like, sure. like, push, like nothing, right?
Yeah, everything, beautiful body. She had a great body.
Great body. Love that for her. And this man is enjoying the show. Obviously, he's like, woo. And she, I don't remember if she squats or how exactly she
so, gets off. Because I was shook to the motherfucking core. So she goes over to him, whispers in his ear. So I was like, okay, she's obviously going to, because you know, strippers are like safe word, like I'll prepare you. Let me feel comfortable. Whatever.
They give them a little rundown of what's going to happen.
So I see her whisper in his ear. So I was like, okay, so something big is coming. And then she literally like puts her hand in her crotch and pulls out a string. But the string, mind you, is like maybe 2 inches long at this point. But she gives it to him and she's like, start pulling. And he's like pulling the string and she starts backing away, dancing. And he's and she's like, keep pulling. And he's pulling. Just keeps
it's pulling. It's like a ribbon. It's like a neon. Okay, you know the magician trick where they like keep taking tissues out of their hat or whatever the fuck or their sleeve?
And
their
it's mouth. Coming.
Imagine
and
that.
It's coming out of her vagina.
It's coming out of her vagina.
But it's a ribbon. It's a ribbon. It's maybe like this thick. It's not like
not a visual
ribbon. But like, so she would like he was holding on to it, and he, I don't think he was pulling hard enough to begin with. So she kept being like pull, and he was like, and so he was like pulling it, and then there was one point where I think she got fed up with him not pulling, and
so she just pulled out.
But it was like. Like for like 2 feet, it'd be green. And then for 2 feet, it was orange. And then 2 feet, it was like red or like it would change colors. But now,
and mind you, she's still dancing and working the stage. So we're like, is she building like an origami shape? Because it's like starting to look like an octagon.
Literally like a spider web. Like because she was weaving in and out and like going around him. And like at one point she pulled it out and like wrapped his neck around it. Again, this is coming out from under her area. Like, she doesn't have any clothes on. There's nowhere else. There's no gimmicks, okay?
And no, mind you, coming. I'm like this, like, where?
Coming out like, from
where
her.
Is it?
Yeah.
It was at least, Jeanette, like, maybe I'm being dramatic, like 30 feet long?
Yeah, like 20, 30 feet, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Long.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot, because by the end, she kind of just, like, and then it flies off onto the stage. I don't know.
And then she literally just picked it up like this? And like walks off the stage.
That's the whole. That was the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was so many questions. First of all, we've talked about this actually. How? I just want to know how, because we have our fair share of experience with strip clubs. We've seen a dollar queefed. We've seen a cigar being smoked. The ping pong.
We've seen dollars be picked up with vagina.
Yes. Yes, we have. We've seen all of this. How do you, so do you roll it up in a ball and then put it in there? Because my fear would be that maybe they pull too fast and then the whole thing comes out. You know what I mean?
Well, she gets a burn down there. You don't know. In there.
Right. Or like, what if it gets tangled? Because like I have a dog and like his leash gets tangled and that's like not even in anything. So like, what if it gets tangled up there and then like, you know, like what if there's a rock? I have so many questions. I don't know. I still think about it till this day.
We flew back to Barcelona the day after, and me and like Jocelyn was like super tired, hungover, not talking to anyone. And me and Jeanette, it's like 8 a.m. and we're just like, how did she do that? Like, we were still so caught up on the fucking ribbon.
You're like, let's think about this. How do you guys think we did it?
Yeah.
You should have Googled it. How? I don't even know where you would start, but right. Like what? I don't even know what you would input into Google to try to get your response.
I also just don't want to be that person with the weird fucking Google history of
for real.
Like, what if something happens to me and they're like, let's look at her search history. And they're like, oh, ribbon rolled up in vagina. Like,
they're like, she was trying to hide string in her vagina. And like someone got hanged and like a string was used. You'd be a goner.
I can't have that. That was Amsterdam. Aside from that, we did go to cafes. That was fun.
I did want to say jumping off your peep show story. So again, very memorable place of Amsterdam. I don't know if I've ever told you guys this story, but our tour guide. So with this trip that we went on in high school, you know, it's like EF tour. So they set you up with someone that is your guide for the whole trip and they take you all these places. They speak all the languages, whatever. ours was very eccentric is the word I would use. And I remember he was like, he pulled me and my group of friends to the side and he was like, do you guys want to go to the red light district? We were not supposed to go. Like, it was like, obviously we're with our teachers, like we're with chaperones. It's, we're 16, 17 in this, at this point. And we're like, yeah, let's go. I don't know what to expect, you know, and you guys, everyone has come to know who I am as a person and how I get uncomfortable in certain situations. But so imagine 16-year-old me. So we go and I'm just like, what is this place? And I'll never forget this woman. I saw, you know, because they say the women are mannequins in the window. So you have real life women that stand in window panes. And so people can walk up and basically say, I want this one and, you know, take them home. And I'll never forget this woman. They were like dancing in the window.
In their window she had, display?
What?
In their window display?
Yes, in the window display. And she had the biggest marijuana leaf tattooed on her right butt cheek. And I'll never forget it. I remember seeing that and I was like, oh my God. But it's kind of funny that you say that there was like women of and just people for everyone when you went last time, because like there was really one type of woman when I went. And again, this was years ago, but like tall, skinny, blonde, brunette, just white women, basically. That's all maybe I really saw.
Maybe it's a seasonal thing, because my cousin also said that he saw like all different like shapes and sizes, and like he also saw little people.
So then he's like, let's go in here, in this dark, scary fucking Hansel and Gretel looking building. I'm like, oh my God, where is he taking us? What are we doing? We walk in. This place is eerie. It's dark. I'm hearing noises. I'm seeing rooms. And you were just hearing, you heard people have sex. We were seeing naked people walking in and out and around. This motherfucker took us to a brothel.
Oh my God.
Yes. Okay, I never told this story. We walked in and I literally feared for my life. I was just like, oh my God, what the fuck? And we like walked in and I just remembered like seeing rooms and seeing people and hearing things. And I straight up ran out the door. I said, I'm out. Fuck y'all. Gotta get out of here. So I dipped and my friends all followed behind me. And he just thought it was like the funniest thing. Like he was like, oh my God, like you guys, you Americans, so funny. Like, this is so normal. And I'm like, dude, we're literally 16 and 17.
A kid at this point? Yeah. What the hell? Didn't right. you tell, like, teacher or parents? No.
No. It was like,
how old was this tour guide?
Oh, like in his 40s.
Okay,
like
that's
totally
fucking weird.
Oh, totally. Now it's so weird. And like, it's funny. I still talk to my friends at who I went on the trip with. And we're all just like, what an insane thing that happened. Like, and who knows, I could be naive. I don't necessarily think he had like bad intentions. Like, I don't know if he was, I don't think he was going to sell us, but I do think he was like, this is going to freak them out. Let me, whatever. Cause I remember I ran out, they came, they followed. And I remember he like laughed and then he took us to get French fries and a cone. And that was the day.
I just feel like, and we talked about it, I feel like as Americans, we're much more desensitized to a lot of like these things that we see when it comes to like sexuality, because sure. like we were seeing these women and like these men were like drooling and gawking over women. We're just like, can you fucking relax? Like, it's a woman in a bikini. Like, it's not that.
Oh really?
Yeah. And like we saw multiple men like go up to windows and ask for prices and we're just like, this is fucking weird. And I remember like, so where we were sitting, like Jeanette was in a corner and then it was Jocelyn and then it was me, so I was sitting next to like a group of guys who also, there was one girl with them. Mm-hmm. And I could hear him whispering to his friends, being like, God, I'm so fucking turned on right now. Like, I want to like fuck abroad right now. Like, and then I could hear the girls being like, yeah, that was so fucking hot. And I'm literally sitting there and I'm just like, it's really not. I'm like, I've seen a guy like finger a girl at a dance club. Like, it's.
No, literally. Like, oh yeah. Like, literally.
It wasn't anything that was just like that. Obviously, like, I turned my head at one point during like when they were having sex. I was like, this is like, this is a lot. Like, for me, I thought it was a lot. So there was points where I would turn away. But I'm just like, for like guys to be so into it, I was just like, this is like relax. Like, I don't know.
Right. It's like weird. So opposite ends of the spectrum. Like, they're just like some that are so into it. And they think it's like oh my God, the craziest thing they've ever seen. And like, and it's like unreal to them. And it's like, but people do, not to the extent that these people do, but like people have sex every day. Like people do these things all the time, not again for like money or for other people, but that's so interesting.
And we were like, had Uber drivers that told us, like, remember Jeanette, that he's like, you guys should go to like the Euro shows. He's like, you throw $2 at the girls and they'll like start fingering each other, or like you throw another euro and it'll be like, okay, they'll start making out. Like you tell them what to do with like how much money you give them. And like, and that was like a different type of peep show. So we're just like, good thing we didn't go to that, because I feel like that would have made it worse.
Would have been much it's more just,
I think you're always going to have feelings towards it, like being a woman and like having, you know, and it's like, it's not even a thing of like, oh, you feel bad for them, because like, obviously, especially in these places, like it's a job, they get paid, this is what they want to do, whatever. But I think you always sort of have that one switch in your brain of like, oh, okay, this is a lot, like you were saying.
So yes, but. I don't know. To me personally, if a man has to pay for sex,
you're a loser.
Yeah.
Shall I answer? Like, shall I finish the?
No, right. There's no loser. Yeah. Like, that's period.
You know what I mean? Like, I just don't think it's that hard for you to find someone, have a connection, and have sex with them.
Yeah.
So if you have to go to Amsterdam to pay a woman who's doing this, either because she enjoys it or out of necessity. No disrespect to her. This is her profession. Disrespect to you because you have problems. Anyway, I will
And even
say
when guys buy lap dances at strip clubs, I'm like, go to a club. The things we see, the way we see people dance at a club, you can get it on.
I've seen a thing or two at the clubs, and Vanessa's seen a thing. Where was that club we went to in Miami after Bad Bunny?
Oh my God, Centro.
Centro. Oh my God.
Natalie, yeah, that place is wild.
There was a woman with no shoes. Mistake number one, red flag, leave her. If a woman takes her shoes off at a dirty ass dive bar, red flag. Dude, you gotta go. Unless you guys are like 18, maybe up until 21, I'll forgive you for that. But after that age, you're taking your shoes off in this net. There could literally be like hepatitis on the floor.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. She needs like a tetanus shot afterwards.
100%.
And they were, and listen, I'm all about a sloppy makeout. I love a dance floor moment. But if his hand is going inside of your dress and he's cupping your titty, is this what the dance floor is for?
is this what we've become? Is this where we are? Are we animals?
So many questions. Anyways,
we like made friends with like a group of British guys, and it was one of the guys.
A lot
like
of people. I was by the wall. Vanessa and
you're talking shit. You literally were talking to them all night too.
No. I thought you meant at the peep show. I was like,
oh yes, I did become friends with one of the British guys when he was like, I'm so turned on. Yes. And he's like, how are you ladies? I was just like, whatever. But anyways, there was other British guys that we made friends with that like bought us drinks at the bar. Like they were super nice. And they were there for a bachelor party. And we asked them, because they're like, oh yeah, we went to a peep show. We're like, what did you think? He's like, it was just tits. Like he's just like, I don't know why so many men get cut off with it. Like you've never seen a pair of tits before. So we're like, okay, so there's some decent good men. Cause he literally was like, I have a wife that I can, we'll go home to. Like, it's not that serious.
So that was my thought process on Amsterdam. I will say what I would like to see in the future, more than the variety in terms of like who's on the window, where are the men? Because
that's what I was going to ask you. I thought Vanessa said she saw men.
I saw men the first time I went.
I did not see men. And I will say maybe I will not be purchasing a man. That's just not my vibe. But it'd be nice to like know that they're there. And also like, let's think about it. Like, I'm sure there's gay men that want to, you know, like, why don't we cater to all Amsterdam? That's my
only thought. There's like areas.
Like, are men like allowed to like do threesomes? Like if a guy and his friend, can they do that?
Oh, like for like safety concerns?
Yeah. Do you think for safety concerns?
I mean, I'm sure for the right price, you can probably do anything, but I think they have like panic buttons and there's like security in there. So like there's, and they get patted down before they go in there. They take their phones and they're like, watch, like they take their stuff before they go in there. Cause they can't.
I just thought of that.
So, I mean, great question. I don't know. We should ask.
We should get, if anyone has a connection to a police officer in Amsterdam, we'd love to have you on the show. We have some questions.
We do. We did also go to a cafe. You know, we had a little fun with Mary Jane. Vanessa had the bright idea that we should go on Jocelyn's Bumble and just, you know, help us this out, because
do what you guys did to me in New Orleans.
Sis needed help. And you know what? We had a good track record with you in New Orleans. So we thought,
it's true.
Did we not?
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
So Vanessa recommended it, but I was all for it. So we got on Bumble and we started, doing the little swipey swipe. Vanessa even paid for the premium. So
Jocelyn, because we ran out of likes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Jocelyn could have extra. I didn't know that was a thing, honestly. Crazy how the times have changed. But
the times have changed.
We ended, it was an accident, but it was a funny accident. So Joss matched with this man who was like, at first when Vanessa was going through it, she hadn't like filtered the age and the miles. So like these men were like 70 miles away.
Yeah, I made that mistake. I was also
And they were up to like 60 years old. So
we did 40, because that's Jocelyn's max.
40, there you go. So one of these men was like on the older scale.
Sure.
And not sure where he was. He was out of town that weekend, but on his bio, it was like
oil trader.
Yeah, he was like an oil trader. He worked at like an oil rig or something like fun or something like that. So we were trying to be catchy. Well, because I kept saying like, oh, just be like, hey, what are you doing tonight? And Vanessa was like, no, that's not how you date out here. You need to say something catchy. You need to like grab their attention. You can't just say hi. So I was like, okay, well, he's an oil worker, or like he was an oil rig, whatever. I was like, just tell him, pump some oil in me. And Vanessa typed it up and sent it to this man. Yeah.
Oh.
Because we were trying to get our girl laid. So we're
right,
just
right.
Can't
but
do this whole, like, hey, how's it going? What are you doing? No, straight to the point.
I understand. I just think the jump from hi to
but the
pump,
thing is, like, I'm the type of person that, like, I like type it up. But it's just like, I'm typing it up, but I'm not going to send. Like, I'm just like,
she like types it up and she screenshots it. She sends it to someone, but then she erases the message.
Yeah. Right. Like, I'm not actually going to send.
Right.
So she ends up typing this up and we were like laughing, like, ha 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 ha. How funny would it be if we sent it? She accidentally presses send. And then we realize that you can't delete the message. So we're like struggling, panicking. Jocelyn's like losing her mind. She's like, I cannot believe that we told this man to pump oil in me. He must have enjoyed it, because he followed up with Jocelyn.
He literally said, time and place.
Yeah. He's like, I will pump the oil.
What happened to, hi, how are you?
Right. That's what I said. I was like, why can't we say hi? But listen, we took Vanessa's recommendation and it worked, because we got
Pretzel Man.
We did get Pretzel Man. I'm going to let you tell that one.
So we matched with this pretzel. He's like a connoisseur. You know how like guys will put like what they're a connoisseur about on like their Hinge accounts or Bumble accounts?
I guess. It's usually like wine though.
He's like, pretzel. Message me for the best waffle in Amsterdam. So we're just like, I messaged him and I was just like, I'm here till Sunday. Like, where is the best waffle? Like cheeky, right?
Right.
And he responds.
It was pretzel, what? Right?
It was pretzel.
Okay.
So he was just like, I'll only tell you if I see you tonight. And I was like, game over. That's it.
Let's do it. I'm
so,
in.
And we're like obviously chatting with other guys, because I was like, Jocelyn needs to have options. There was like Nikolai from Greece. There was John Mark from Paris, but he was like too far. He was like in another neighborhood.
We're playing the field out here internationally.
Yeah. But I was like, you know what? Pretzel guy, he has potential. So we decide to go to the W, because obviously, like, even when we're abroad, we want to be a little bougie. Yeah. So we're at the W and Jocelyn's like, oh my God, he's coming. Like, he's on his way. So she's like, you guys stay here. Because she's like, I don't want to be alone with this man. Like, I don't know who this man is. Mm-hmm. And I turn around and I see this man walking. And the only reason why I recognize him from Bumble is because of the beard. But if you were to put like the picture and the guy right next to each other, you would not think it's the same man. And he like looks at me and like goes like this and sees Joss. And I was like, fuck, that is him. So he comes over and Jocelyn's face just like drops. And you know how like you can read her immediately by her facial
Immediately. So and she probably was just like, hi. Like,
yeah.
Done.
Yeah. And I will add real quick, the seating arrangements, we weren't at a table, we weren't at a booth, we were like at like I don't even know. It was like a lounge chair.
It was like almost like bleacher like.
Yeah.
Were you like guys by yourself and then she was alone and then you joined her? No,
the three of us were together.
Okay. We were all together. This man walks up to the three of us. But again, it's not like we're at a table and like they can have that side of the table and we have this side. Like it was literally Vanessa, me, Jocelyn, and the man. Like we were lined up on this couch or whatever the fuck it was.
So just four best friends in a booth in a half table together. Gotcha.
Dead ass. And this man, like, he's chatting to Jocelyn, but you could tell from her body language that she's like just not into it at all. And she's like, these are my friends, like da da da. And then she's like, I'll be right back, when we're in the bathroom. And that's when she starts sexting us. She's like, I'm not into this, like, you guys need to get rid of him. But like we had come to a decision because I had red nails. So like we're like, if when Jocelyn says red nails or drops red nail emoji in the group chat, we know it's like an abort, like we need to abort. So yeah. Jeanette in Spanish is just like, I really like your red nails, because this was before I saw the message and I was like, oh fuck, like what are we gonna do? Mm-hmm. So we're like trying to be mean. And she was just like, oh, did you know that my friend is an astrologer? Like, she reads stars. Like, you should read him.
Like, about you?
About me.
Oh, that's so funny.
He's just okay. Like, yeah, like, read me. I think.
And this like bitch starts looking up as if she's looking for aspiration. I don't even know. She literally sold it. She sits there and she's like, and I'm like, what is going on?
Who is the Spanish guy? Macho? Or who's the guy who would read?
Mucho amor.
Oh,
mucho.
Walter Mercado. That was me.
That was literally Vanessa, Walter Mercado, Briseno in Amsterdam.
I think he said he was a Scorpio. I don't remember. But the way he said it, I was just like, you seem like the kind of guy that no one ever wants to date. You seem like a friend kind of guy, you know, that it's you're just a nice guy, but like not like the one that girls usually go for. And he's laughing, though, because you can tell that he's a European. So he thinks we're being funny, like we're Americans, right? So he's like, I'm saying this, but he's also giving shit back. Like, it was funny. Like, it wasn't like he was like offended.
You are just like reading him to filth as he's sitting there.
Yeah. But he literally was just like, what else do you know about me? I was just like, you just seem like a guy who doesn't have it together. You're just like a little lost. And like, that's probably why you're on these apps. And I'm like, you're looking for love, but love isn't really looking for you in the right places. Like, I'm really like trying to sell this as much as I can.
Jesus, Vanessa, this guy's gonna have to go to therapy. He's gonna be like, this witch from America told me that I don't deserve love.
Maybe, because Jocelyn comes back and Jocelyn's like, her face is probably like, oh, he's still here, like you guys didn't get rid of him. And at that point the bill comes and they give me the bill. So I don't know why they gave me the bill. Like,
they did do that.
They were like, oh, like let's give her the bill. So they give me the bill, and his drink, he ordered like a gin and tonic, but like they charge you, like in Europe, it's not like the States where they charge you for the soda. They charge you for like everything separately.
The mix in everything separate.
Yeah. So his drink was like $18. And I was just like, I'm not going to pay for this. Like, I'm going through it and I'm just like, we should separate this out. And Jeanette's like, oh, should we? I was like, yeah, I'm not going to pay for his drink. But I said it to Jeanette, but obviously he heard it. Like, I said it with that intention.
Said it to Jeanette. He's right here.
Yeah, literally.
Exactly. Said it to Jeanette, but meant to say it to him.
And like the server's right there. And he's just like, you know what? I got it. Like, he's like, take my card. So he paid for our drinks. Our drinks were like close to $100 for four drinks. It was expensive. We're at the W.
I felt so bad. I could not function. I was like,
yeah, I would die.
And Vanessa was like, no, you're not paying for it. And I'm sitting there like, I can't have this man pay for my drink. I was like, why don't we split it? Vanessa and I will pay for our tab. And then you figure out what you're going to do with Jocelyn's. And Vanessa was like, no. And this man literally picked up the check. I felt so bad. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I felt terrible. I was like, oh my God. He probably thought he was coming out on a date with this girl, Jocelyn. And then all of a sudden, the two other girls are sitting here. And it's
you
not
just like take advantage of this man.
Right. It's not even a date. It turns out like 15 minutes later that she does the red flag emoji. And we have to like try to dish her out. So we like, I don't know. I was very uncomfortable by everything.
I'm so ruthless on vacation. And I'm just like, men like more than women anyway. So like, fuck men. Like, he could pay for it.
He decided to come to the W. It's not like he didn't know what he was getting himself into.
Yeah. And obviously, like, he's touching Jocelyn a lot, like grabbing her hands, grabbing her knees, like he knew what
right he was wanted. There he was there for a reason. Yes,
yeah, like it was the same intention that Jocelyn wanted, but Jocelyn obviously is not into it. So I was like, the only way that we can get out of this is like, I'm sorry, but you have to be a little mean and be like, no, like we're not going anywhere. So I literally like he pays and I was like, Jocelyn, do you still not feel good? And she's like, yeah, like I think I just want to go home. And I was like, I'm so sorry, but like we're gonna take our friend home. And like he literally looked at Jocelyn and was like, what?
Like, oh, like he was like shook, like he was surprised.
After he just paid $100 drink tab, like he probably was like, at least I'll get my dick sucked or something,
right?
Like homeboy literally looked at Jocelyn and Jocelyn was like, it was really nice to meet you.
Yeah, I literally walked out of there. I was like embarrassed, secondhand embarrassment. I'm glad Vanessa was there because she was able to handle the situation really well. I just couldn't get over the bill. I was just like, ah. And then yeah, but Vanessa did a great job. After that, wasn't he trying to get us into a club, or was that somebody else?
Jocelyn, while she went to the bathroom, was flirting with one of the bouncers to the rooftop club. So oh my she God. Was making moves while we're trying to get rid of this man.
She was on to the motherfucking neck. She said bye.
So she's like, you guys need to hide here. So we were basically hiding in coat check, waiting for this man to leave this club or lounge or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're like, Jocelyn, what the fuck? And she was just like, we have to wait here. We have to wait till he leaves and then we can go somewhere else. So that's what ended up happening.
Jocelyn was like the MTV show Next. She saw him. She said next. She moved on to the bouncer.
Truly. Yeah. Truly.
Emery from Amsterdam. Hope you're doing
that
well.
That was his name. Oh my God. Yeah.
I hope you worked hard enough to pay back the $100 bill that they left you with.
He's from Turkey. He has money.
I really want to apologize to this man. So
using her platform for good, Jeanette's like, I would like to issue an apology to Emery. That was his name?
Emery, yeah.
Emery.
Emery from Turkey, who lives in Amsterdam.
Apology. He's never going to date an American girl again.
No,
he really wanted Jocelyn. He was ready. He was ready to risk it all.
He did it. I just think she didn't want him. And so,
he wasn't it. He was definitely catfishing.
Yeah, he was catfishing for sure. Oh, one last thing that I did in Amsterdam. This was all on me. I was trying to have my dirty dancing moment. However, I chose the weakest man at the bar. Number one. Yeah. Number two, he was trying to be respectful. And so he grabbed me by the rib cage.
Because he had a girlfriend.
For that move, you have to grab the person from the hips so that the weight evenly distributes. And I will preface this with, I've done this before many a times, okay? With the right man. So the song was like queued up. The whole bar was watching, like the whole bar. And I failed him because I should have been like, hey, when I run, you grab me by the waist. I didn't tell.
Well, when did you find out he had a girlfriend? You should have just picked someone else and been like, no, you can't do this.
It just happened so fast. The music was playing.
It happened so fast. The music was playing.
It was the first one we grabbed.
And I don't know if the idea came into my head or somebody was like, oh my God, you should do the move. I don't know what happened. I can't.
Gotcha. Just spitball. Everything happened so fast.
Yeah, this was after some really nasty room temperature tequila shots that Jocelyn bought us. Oof, my head hurts just thinking about that. But so then I should have prepped him. I should have been like, hey, listen, you know, that's a party trick that you got to practice at home before you do.
Yeah, you don't just pull that out. You don't just ask random people on the street.
Here's my thought process. I have done it multiple times before and it's been a hit. It's been a success. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do it again. I don't have to do anything except run and jump. And this man just catches me. And then I just have to like plank. It's so easy. It wasn't that easy. The man grabbed me by the rib cage, which hurt because like all of my weight is on my ribs.
And he literally went like this with his wrist. He's like,
ugh. Right. And his wrists were like flipping. And
but
then,
it looked like he like squeezed you though too.
No, he like my ribs. Were,
I think because
like,
he was really trying to pull. Like he was not strong enough like to do it.
Strong enough. These thighs were too thick.
No offense, Jeanette. The second I saw the arms on that man, I said, there's no way.
And you know what? His girlfriend was like tall and like thick. So I was like, oh, and I'm small. Like, okay, yeah, I'm thick, but like I'm small. So I was like, oh, you can handle her. You can handle me. It's just a leap. And he couldn't. He couldn't do it. So then after that, we left because like, what else do you do after you go, the whole bar is watching and then it doesn't work. And then I was like, all right, we got to go home. Bye. But yeah, that was Amsterdam. Amsterdam was fun. I'll definitely be back. I don't know about you, Natalie. You were almost trafficked first time you went?
I would like to experience it now that I'm like of age and I understand things and I am aware of my surroundings. But I definitely like, I found it really memorable and I thought the people were so cool. Everyone was so nice out there.
We'll have to catch y'all up on Spain at another time and on Natalie's whereabouts as well. But yeah, thanks so much for coming in and joining us for another episode of Gossipin'. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, gossipers, for listening to another episode of Gossipin', the podcast where we gossip. While we sip, please be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Gossipin' Podcast and tune in new episodes or binge old ones on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or Stitcher. We'll see you next week. Bye.
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 Cheers. Yeah.